Hi, I'm Jamie Hutchings from Infinity Broke, and I'd like you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, and we're going to have a musical exploration here on, and this one's introduced by, on community radio station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's introduced by Jamie Hutchins, singer, songwriter, and guitarist, formed Blue Bottle Kiss in Sydney in the early 1990s. The band went on to release 6 albums along with numerous EPs and singles, earning a dedicated following for their raw, emotionally charged sound. In addition to his work with Blue Bottle Kiss, Jamie has released 3 solo albums. In 2013, he founded a new band, Infinity Broke, who released their 4th album, The Masthead, in 2025. Described by Australia's The Music website as like Thurston Moore covering Neil Young's Like a Hurricane in Dusseldorf. Perhaps influenced by European music concrete, The Masthead is a captivating and immersive collection of tracks that defy easy categorisation. Join Jamie Hutchins as he sits down with Dr. Gonzo to present The Masthead by Infinity Broke on And this one's introduced by on Community Radio 3CR.
It's Jamie Hutchings from Infinity Broke, amongst other bands, here on And this one's introduced by. I'm going to be talking about the 4th Infinity Broke album, This Masthead. And I'll be talking to you about it, and I'm sitting in my room on my own talking to myself about it. So I'll try and be as lucid as I can here. The album was recorded at Stranded Studios in Bulambi, which is an industrial area around near Wollongong, south of Sydney. So we decamped down there into there was a caravan park. We all slept in the same caravan at the beach there in winter, and we're there for about 5 days. The record was recorded live with all 4 of us in the room, and to tape as well. I've got a 2-inch tape machine there, so all the instruments were recorded live, and other overdubs and so forth were done later, vocals and whatnot. So that gives you a sense of the kind of sonic aesthetic going on there. In terms of introducing the band, as well as myself, I'm on guitar and vocals. There's my brother, Scott Hutchings, on drums, and sometimes on guitar. Tyrone Stevens, who joined the band for this record, on auxiliary drums and percussion. So the band is very much based around counter-rhythmic double percussion. And Ruben Wills on bass, and it's our 4th album. So the opening track is Abject Object. To give you a bit of background on this track, ironically, it was the last track that we wrote, and it ended up being chosen as a strong opener. About half of the tracks, or 4 of the tracks to be exact, were written through the 4 of us improvising in a rehearsal space, and basically finding an attractive, chunky and sometimes sinister groove for the 2 drummers, Tyrone and Scott, to work up, and then Ruben would often come up with a bass line, and I would take maybe a 10 or 12 minute jam home, just a recording on my iPhone, and I would write a completed song out of it. Abject Object was written that way. Scott really wanted to play something really driving and straight ahead, because a lot of the other rhythms were a lot stranger or fiddlier, and he wanted to lay something straight down, which he did, and that's how we got the groove for this track, and even the outro of it. Ruben's kind of dubby bass line and Tyrone's off-kilter dubby percussive part came from that one jam session. The vocal is kind of weird too. It's got a really quick delay on it, and I double tracked it and sort of split it left and right. Just had a bit of a disorientating feel in the demo when I did that, so we kept that. And without crapping on about it too much, the lyrics kind of stream of consciousness, but where I live, I often work in large houses, large new houses with lots of glass, high ceilings, often very minimalist, not much stuff in them. And I wasn't imagining the kind of person that maybe inhabits a place like that, and them kind of, I suppose, worshipping that domain, just that kind of thing of having your whole life defined by what you own. I know that not everyone that lives in those places is like that, but that's kind of what spurred it on. So this is Abject Object.
Yeah.
So that was Abject Object. The next track is called On Hold, and the lineup changes a bit on this one. My brother Scott moves away from the drum kit and plays rhythm guitar, and Tyrone plays the main drums. Scott actually came up with a guitar progression on this one. So he brought that to me and said, hey, what can you do with this? Can you do anything with this? So we kind of sat down, messed around with it a bit. I came up with a chorus, probably the most traditional melodic chorus on the album. Lyrically, kind of not too dissimilar from the last one in terms of just modern first world problems, just the massive distractions of digital media and so forth. Just to take this track out of the box, we had Tim Fagan, who lives down that way and has played a lot of great records, in particular for me when I was a teenager, the first two Died Pretty albums, Free Dirt and Lost. He featured on those, so that's where I came across him. He's got a really freewheeling, free jazz influenced style of playing saxophone, so that's him kind of going bonkers on the introduction. So this is On Hold.
With the mind so empty,
So that was On Hold. The third track is Snow Dome of Dreams. I like to think of this as the centerpiece of the album. It came about again through us jamming. Scott plays a really repetitive and quite brutal beat, and Tyrone came up with this kind of strange offbeat on a cymbal sandwich and a garbage bin. And Ruben wrote the bass line in the verses, which is pretty hypnotic. It's the kind of track where, particularly at the end, it feels like, and it reminds me of some of the stuff that maybe Swans do, where time kind of becomes irrelevant. Hopefully the listener becomes transfixed. It's got some excellent saxes by Tim again on it, and yeah, I suppose if you think of a snow dome, shaking that around and thinking of it as being full of dreams, then maybe you'll get an idea of the lyrical bent of this track. This is Snow Dome of Dreams.
Thank you.
next track, which is the end of side one, is called I'm In My Prime. Lineup change again. Scott jumps off the drums and plays second guitar on this one, so it's more of a traditional rock lineup. Tyrone on drums, Scott on guitar, Ruben on bass, me on vocals and guitar. This track wasn't really specifically written for Infinity Broke, though I always thought we could play it. It's a rock song. It was one of those rare moments where something comes into your head before you pick up a guitar. So I had it there in my little song basket, and when it came time to get material together for this album as well as the jam songs, I thought this would fit well. It's based on a short story about a character who's on a train, an overnight train, going to see somebody that he's obsessed with. And I suppose that separation between the individual who's very absorbed in their own world and that wall between them and their outer world. So this is I'm In My Prime.
Showing me down the trail. I take a
Hi, it's Jamie Hutchings of Infinity Broke. You're listening to And This One's Introduced By. And this is where the artist introduces tracks from their album with Dr. Gonzo. And it's every Wednesday night at 11 on Community Radio 3CR. So we're on to side two now. The opening track of side two is Yellow Sword. Yellow Sword is a track that I recorded and produced on my own at home. I suggested to the guys the idea of doing more of a musical, music concrete sort of piece as a bit of a breather somewhere in the album. I made a solo album a few years ago called Making Water, which was pretty much this sort of style. It was a challenge I set for myself at the time of perhaps getting an instrument or an object and making some noises with it, and then seeing what I could make that I would call music over the top. It could be an air conditioner, or it could be some pots and pans, and then just the challenge of creating something evocative out of that. On this one, I had a Balinese, like a bowl, I think it's called a prayer bowl, where a bit like when you're people that have beer bottles and they can kind of make a sound out of the, or people that can make a sound out of a glass, you do that, but with this, yeah, this thing that you rub around the rim and it creates this humming, oscillating sound. So I started with that, and then some slack kind of open-tuned acoustic guitar and piano, and then I used a bunch of field recordings from my iPhone from Bali, and even there's a bit of Scott and Tyrone just making noise in the drums from a rehearsal. So I just flew all that together and made a sound collage out of it. I really like it, I suppose, because it wasn't something that I wrote on a guitar or anything. It's just something that was coming out of thin air. So that's always really satisfying for me to do something outside of the singer-songwriter tradition. So this is Yellow Sword. So track two on side two, or track six on a CD or a digital thingy, is called Five Stories Down. This is another track that was written from an improvised session. So Scott and Tyrone and Ruben, and I was kind of just messing around with some open tunings while they were coming up with this rhythm, and I took it home and wrote this track. It's got an ominous, dissonant sort of sound. There's a few interesting things in it. It's got Tim Fagan doubles on the saxophone to the guitar, but there's a group chanted vocal which is reversed, so it sounds like we're chanting in Russian or something. It's got a piano sort of doubling as well. There's piano on quite a few of the other tracks too, like especially in I'm In My Prime, which is by Tim Kevin. Who is a great producer and engineer in Sydney. So he made some great contributions to this too. Five Stories Down is a bit of a subterranean theme. I don't really like writing songs about, I don't know, I don't really like grounded sort of stuff. I really like to exist somewhere else in songs, you know, maybe through writing down bits and pieces of dreams or snippets from books or things like that. I'll probably never be a Bruce Springsteen or Paul Kelly kind of songwriter. Some of the stuff sometimes, but I was fascinated with the Cave Clan, which is you might know about these guys already, but I was sort of looking them up online for a while. People that explore underground tunnels, and some of them even live in them and so forth. And there was an event or something that happened, a bad accident happened in Sydney, and I don't know, it was sort of inspired by that. I kind of turned it into a fictitious sort of love story, three people trapped underground, and yeah, that's what it's about. So it's called Five Stories Down.
Streets.
All right, the next track is Scum Valley 86. Yeah, it's been surprising how few people know Scum Valley. Scum Valley is the nickname for Bondi Beach. Well, it's a nickname all the surfers gave it back in the 80s. So when I was growing up as a teenager, that's what all the kind of heavy local surfers called it. And Bondi was a semi-heavy place back then, before it became kind of the bold and the beautiful place that it is now. It was a place where it was a bit further down the socio-economic rung back then, and so it was an intimidating place to learn to surf. My brother Scott and me learned to surf there when we were kids, and there's a passage there about storing a cool light, which is like a foamy surfboard, in a laundromat. My brother Scott used to store his cool light in a laundromat, and I briefly did as well, and because his friend's parents owned a laundromat, and I just remember the heat and the washing machines and the German cockroaches running around in there. And there's a lot of flashes of memory catching the 380 bus, which is a fairly legendary noisy bus that runs along Bondi Road and Military Road late at night when I was a kid and obviously couldn't drive. And just different events from the time, the disappearance of Samantha Knight, like this beautiful 10-year-old girl that got abducted, and a whole bunch of different stuff. So it sort of captures that time in a sort of dream state. And I guess 86, Scum Valley 86, I guess is a bit of a play on Sonic Youth's Death Valley 69, I suppose. But yeah, 1986 is kind of where it's set. Second last song is Population of One. this again came from us jamming. Maybe it was the second last song that we jammed. Scott and Tyrone came up with this really cool beat. I think they did anyway. And I tuned my guitar and messed around with it till I came up with this harmonic thing. And then the ending of it has a really dreamy sort of finish, which has some different things flown in. I asked Tyrone and his wife Amanda, who actually sings on this record a bit, as does Liz Payne. I asked them if they could. There was a cargo, or like a freight train, that was going past the recording studio about once an hour or once every half hour. So, because I was kind of busy doing stuff, I asked if they could record it, and that makes its way at the end of the track, as does some church bells from France when I was touring there solo with my wife last year. So there's some bits and pieces of field recordings that flash in and out. Population of One, as the title suggests, again, just subjects that are a bit fanciful or outside of regular life. I was imagining being the last person alive on Earth, and at first just being able to walk into anybody's house or access anywhere, just ignoring all the no trespassing signs and so forth. So this is Population of One.
Oh,
So we're up to the last track. It's a song called A Thousand Windows. And on side two, this is the only track which features us back in the two guitars, bass and drums, line up with Scott on guitar. A bit like I'm in my prime. This is a song that I had really as a spare. I liked it, but I didn't know what to do with it. I didn't feel like it really sat with my solo records. It's got a bit of a, I don't know, a dirgy, smoky, bluesy feel to it. I'd been reading a few books by Janet Frame, the New Zealand-based author. I guess she's, I don't know, early to mid-20th century. They made a film about her called An Angel at My Table. She had a pretty traumatic life. She may have volunteered or checked herself into a mental institution for some time. And she also lost a couple of her siblings. I think two of her sisters drowned at different times, which is pretty uncanny. And there's a short story called, I think it's called When Owls Cry, I think. And the story talks about three children playing in a rubbish tip and a horrible thing that happens to one of them. Pretty, kind of a bummer story, but I don't know, that kind of evoked something in me. And there was a poem that opened that book, I think, which describes A Thousand Floors, A Thousand Windows, which I think was about her time inside that institution. It captures a very, very lonely and large sort of space, which kind of kicked something off in me lyrically. So this is A Thousand Windows. Thank you.
dance in my sister's empty dress, try to make it float.
So thanks for listening to our album. Infinity Broke is the band, and the album was called This Masthead, our fourth album. You can grab it from our Bandcamp site, infinitybroke.bandcamp.com. We have it on vinyl and CD and digital. By the time this is broadcast, we'll probably have finished our tour, but yeah, you can keep up to date with us via the Bandcamp or via Facebook, or I have an Instagram site as well. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's introduced by... is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening. And this one's introduced by...
Hi, it's Jamie Hutchings from Infinity Broke. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved. And you can find out more at the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thank you, Jamie Hutchins, for taking the time out to introduce the tracks from This Masthead, the fine album by Infinity Broke. The Schism 21C album, Only the Shell Remains, is on the charts and doing well in the US of A. You can hear vocalist Simon Circus introduce the tracks from the album by streaming the show from the 3CR website and searching for 21C. Here's a track from the album by Schism 21C, PREY/PRAY. Pray, pray.
Thank you. it's the handsome stranger penguin to take my place. But I will still be holding you if you will still be holding to the phantom of our past. Pieces of our dreams we lose and traces of our diamond to a phantom we need. Your sights on humorless and broke. I know the rhythm of your night and how your bedroom filters like the tone of your sunrise too. When losing appetite, dilemma punches in the fighting every fight with you. You may lose the chillest
pointed out on the map all the places.
places he had been in, Khao Sardinia, Kathmandu, the Scilly Isles and Sahara too. Flown to old Hong Kong and had learned the secret of life and the sea and the sky beyond. So he gave up his diet and sat in a tree and ate himself through eternity.
We just heard Pray, Pray from Only the Shell Remains by Schism 21C, followed by a new single by Dusk and Lights and Mia Jelovic, Kisses, Kisses, Kisses. Then we went back to 1968 with Phenomenal Cat by The Kinks from their album The Village Green Preservation Society. The amazing sound artist Adrian Sherwood is back, his first solo album in 13 years, The Collapse of Everything. The Well is Poisoned dub features Brian Eno. Thanks for listening to And This One's Introduced By on 3CR with your host, Dr. Gonzo.